And just to follow up on the Syria question earlier from Nora, there have been reports that because of all that's going on, and I think it's Homs, there was a hospital that lost power and a number of premature babies died as a result. I don't know if that's a true story or not. Obviously, in situations like this, there are a lot of rumors. Does the White House know anything about the extent of the violence, factually what's going on? I assume we have people on the ground there to a degree or another. Are we monitoring exactly what is happening?
Well, I can say that we have all here seen the reporting and some of the horrific video images of the escalation of violence that's taking place in Syria over the last few days. And it's clearly resulted in the deaths of hundreds of civilians and been accompanied by troubling statements from senior regime officials who have pledged, quote, to cleanse the country of renegades and outlaws. That is hardly reassuring and only reinforces the fact that the Assad regime is engaged in a brutal campaign to slaughter its own people, a people that has this process began when the Syrian people peacefully demonstrated in support of reform and transition to democracy. So I don't have any details to impart to you on the kinds of information we might have with regards to what's happening in Syria beyond the news reports, but the news reports are bad enough.